2. Mayor Veto. On official registration rolls of the Democratic Party, the proprietor of the restaurant at the corner of Eagle and Pearl Streets was listed as Henry W. Dranger. To his patrons, though, he was Billy, and for as long as he'd owned the place, it had been a favored resort of the upper echelons of the party leaders. Accordingly, convened there on a Saturday evening in October 1881, were members of a committee which had been appointed by Erie County Democratic Chairman Peter C. Doyle. Their mission was to find someone who would be willing to carry the party's standard in the forthcoming mayoral election in a city which was overwhelmingly Republican. Thus, the members, Warren F. Miller, John B. Sackett, and William J. Runcie, had been turned down by everyone they had dared to approach. Having toiled for several days, and with the nominating convention scheduled for Tuesday, they had about 60 hours remaining in which to come up with a man willing to run, and knew full well that the brutal reality was, as one political wag had noted, running for mayor on the Democratic ticket was not classified among the favorite sports in Buffalo. But as they glumly picked at Billy Dranger's food around 7:30 that evening, the door to the restaurant opened and Grover Cleveland walked through it. Recognizing a golden opportunity, they grasped it. Whether the object of their attention would view their proposition as enthusiastically as they offered it remained to be determined. Invited to join them at their table, Grover accepted, plopped heavily into a chair, and asked, "What brings you fellows together on a Saturday night?" That Grover didn't know illustrates how far out of touch he'd become concerning party politics. But exactly how desperate the men at the table were quickly became evident as they recited names of those who had brushed aside their...